In a world where achievements and accolades motivate us to do more and be more, we're often left wondering, is this really it?
Deep inside, you know there is more to life. You're ready to leave behind the old, push your way through, and claim the deeper life that's calling you.
That's where we excel.
We're your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak.
And this is the Soulful Leader Podcast.
Sit back and relax as we share the shortcuts we've uncovered to help you make shift happen. Welcome back to the Soulful Leader Podcast. And today we wanted to talk about creating a date with your future self and why you would even consider doing something like that. So, Stephanie, did you have some thoughts on that?
You know, one of the things I often say to those I'm working with, I said, you know, the only thing that we're really ever sure with is that we will be with ourselves till death do we part. And yet, how much time do we ever really get to invest in really discovering who we are, why we're here? We tend to look back in our rearview mirror to our past and do a reevaluation after things have happened. That's why we always say hindsight's 20/20. It's like, oh, if I only knew that that was going to happen, I would have approached it a different way. Well, yeah, maybe, maybe not. And yet that can be such a great doorway to what our conversation is today, Marin, about really like, what if you went to the future and got to know your future self and discovered that beingness and have them basically in your back pocket to help guide you in your life? It's a pretty cool concept.
I know one of my teachers goes to his future self every morning, right? And he goes for advice and he goes for information and he goes for like, and when I first heard that, I was like, really? What does that mean? And it's interesting coming full circle, right? So I was teaching somebody yesterday and I was asking her because she's like, I'm tired all the time. I'm dragging. I can't get enough sleep. Even if I sleep, you know, 12 hours, I still feel tired. And so I asked her, I was like, well, what do you do? Thinking, you know, most millennials nowadays, they reach for their phone first thing in the morning, right? So I thought, you know, I was like, well, what do you do first thing in the morning when you wake up? Do you reach for your phone? She's like, no, I sit under my blanket and I just sit there for like a half an hour. It takes me like an hour to wake up. I was like, well, that sounds like it's close to meditation. That's actually a good thing. What do you think about? She goes, I think about how tired I am all day.
Like that gives you energy to get out of bed in the morning, doesn't it?
Well, and then I was thinking, like, compare that to my teacher who gets out of bed and thinks about his future self and where he's going and what he wants to become. And that energizes him versus this young lady who, it, no wonder, is like, we are our thoughts. Right? We become what we think about, especially what we think about habitually. So every morning she gets out of bed and she thinks about how tired she is. So I gave her an exercise. I was like, okay, so tomorrow morning and the morning after that and the morning after that, and commit to it for like a week, at least a week, right? Better you could commit to it for a month or a year, but like start with a week. And when you get out of bed, you know, and I had this conversation with her of like, what would your ideal day look like? If a year from now you could be energized and feel enthusiastic and like want to do something all day long, what would that look like for you? And so we're talking about this date with your future self. You know, I kind of laid the groundwork for a date literally every morning. For she's like there for half an hour under her covers, right? So why not think about what you would like to happen instead of what your past is telling you happened, right? Like, this is my experience. Yes, that's your experience now, but how do you want to change that? What do you want to happen?
So this is such an interesting concept, Marin. I totally agree with you, and I love to practice that too. And what I hear a lot from other people say, yeah, but you have to be in the reality. You have to be in the here and now. Like, you need to be present. And I hear that. And so I kind of know how I approach it, but I'm interested on like, what's your thoughts on that? It's like when people are kind of negating looking forward into the future and thinking that that's all kind of fantasy and, you know, put your feet on the ground, Stephanie, and be here. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that it is fantasy. And so is the thought about being tired all day, right? It's all fantasy because it's what you're thinking about, right? And what I choose to put into my future is what I choose, right? And I have an opportunity in every moment to make a choice. And sometimes we're just so reactive and we have a plan and we're going and we're doing and that we never take a moment to just stop and be. And I think being present is the most important thing, right? To drop in and be present. But thinking about being tired is not being present.
So it's really about choosing. It's using, you know, that choice of how do I want to use my thoughts, my energy, my life force right now? And is this going to be spending it or am I going to be investing it? And I look at it like when you start creating a date with your future self in the way of like connecting with that future self and discovering, you know, what is it that I love? What is it that I'm passionate about? And it's not about trying to figure that out here and now, is that your future self is all, and there's infinite possibilities for a future self. That's the cool thing. It's like, we aren't limited to just one future self or one destiny. It's like the one that you give energy and attention to every day is the one that's going to live into reality. So why not start presencing that highest possibility self that you are born to live into, that your DNA is coded within to become extraordinary? Because we keep defaulting back to the ordinary, don't we?
We do. You know, there's a story I know both of us know, and I can't get the threads of it. I think you know it, where it's like there's a tiger and which one are you going to feed? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, the wolves. It's the wolves.
That's it.
Yeah.
You tell that?
Yeah, you have like you have two wolves. And one wolf, we might call it the good wolf. I don't necessarily want to call it the good wolf and the bad wolf. It's like you could say two wolves are hungry. And one is peaceful and loving and kind, and the other one is angry and frustrated and hateful. And this is a child that says to the grandfather, I think it's First Nations or Native American, and it says, you know, grandfather, which one is going to live? And he said, the one you feed.
Yeah.
And that's like our thoughts. So we have thoughts that are empowering, but we also have thoughts that are disempowering and enable, you know, disable us basically as human beings. And so where do you want to put your time and energy?
Yeah. And for me, so, you know, I was talking about this young lady and doing a future date or a date with herself every morning. And I think that another option and something that would be very powerful for, you know, our leaders and our future leaders, and I see her as one of our future leaders, is to actually take some more time and go deeply and get to know yourself, your inner self, your future self, explore some of those possibilities. So, you know, possibly take yourself out to a nice dinner or book a cabin in the woods or do something that makes you feel special of like, hey, you know what? You're the most important thing and I'm going to make time for you.
It's like falling in love. And you want to fall in love with that future self. And why I say that is that when you fall in love with someone or something, you lose time. There is no time. Time goes away. And you are completely present in that moment and you are in awe. You're not trying to figure the other person out. What you're doing is you're in awe in the mystery of who they are, and you're surprised and delighted by the unfolding of this delightful conversation or dinner or experience that you're having with them. That's what we want to do with ourselves. That's the key.
It's so funny because we lose that even with the people that we fell in love with, right? We get into the mundane and the daily. And
well, we think we figured it all out.
We think we have.
I know who you are. I know you always do that way. And that's both limiting and sad.
You know, and it makes me think of earlier you asked me that question about when people say, well, you need to be here now in the reality. well, what is the reality? The reality of, you know, say, for example, my relationship is that I am in love with this person. I'm in love with my partner. And I oftentimes lose that into the day in, day out of the, but I'm frustrated about this, or I don't love that, or whatever. And it reminds me of Robin Williams. At one point after he lost his wife, he said that you don't value something until you lose it. And he made this whole, is a great, I don't even know if it was a speech or a story, but he talked about the things that he missed about her. And it was like farting under the bed sheets, right? The things that we most complain about that drive us the most nuts. And he's like,
our imperfections. Isn't it interesting? It's our imperfections we fall in love with.
Right. He's like, those are the things that I miss the most. And so being in the moment, this is going to sound very strange, being in the moment with your future self, right? With that part of you that you're absolutely in love with. So that tomorrow is being created from that place today, because tomorrow's being created somehow. Mm-hmm. And if I'm in the, oh, it's overwhelming and I have this to do and I have that to do and the constant, you know, checking my phone, and that's what's creating my tomorrow. So if I can take some time each day or each week or even once a month and go and have a date with my future self so that I am in choice around what I'm creating for tomorrow.
Absolutely. And choice is everything. And I want to say something more to that choice aspect, is that when we try to figure something out, I've heard it said before, is that when you go to try to figure something out, you're actually coming from your past limited self. And what that does is sets us up for shame. And I have a great acronym for shame. It's called should have already mastered everything. And I think there's a part of us that feels like we should be perfect. We should have already mastered everything. And when we do that, we limit ourselves and we reduce our choice. And so to be totally surrendered in the unknown can feel really scary, only because it's unfamiliar, not because it's scary, but just because we haven't allowed ourselves to be in that place and practiced it enough and have a sense of love and awe, like we do when we fall in love with someone. We actually love the not knowing, that actually is what helps to create us, and that opens a space for your future self to literally fall in love with you, which, by the way, that your future self's already in love with you. They think you're like the best thing that ever happened. So allowing that future self to lift you up and pull you up through the difficulties, the challenges, the uncertainties, the fears, the anxieties, that is what literally draws us into our future.
And speaking to the leader's side of things is, you know, when you mentioned the shame and how it limits us, and when we do that to ourselves, we unwittingly also do that to everybody around us and those that we lead, the ones that are relying on us or who are looking to us. So the more we can shift that internally for ourselves, the more we give space to the people around us to find their light, to embrace their highest potential, which is, you know, when you just think about the word potential is a future thing, right? Nobody has their potential right now. It's your potential. That's the whole like thought of potential. It's out there. You're going to grow into it. And that's your future self. You're going to grow into it. And who do you want to grow into? You get to actually choose that. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's like the most exciting thing in the world. When I started to realize that I got to choose who I became, instead of like, it's some who predetermined, who determined it? Like, I started to think that through of like, well, who determined that? God? Well, God is a beautiful being who is generous and loving, and I'm co-creating with God. So it was me. So I get to be in choice. Yeah.
Exactly. Very beautiful. So for the leaders out there, and like I said, Everyone's a leader. If you are here listening, you already are a leader. You're leading yourself, and someone always looks up to you for guidance and support. Even if you are I call it the first grader, there's someone who's looking up to you, who's looking at you as a role model. So let's learn how to love ourselves, go on dates with ourselves, treat ourselves with value, respect, kindness, because not only will we then translate that and offer that to those we serve and those that we work with, but also we will open up the space to allow it to come in for ourselves to be received too. So enjoy. I would love to hear what your dates are with your future self and your ideas. We can always use lots of ideas. I know some people have made vision boards or playlists. You can put music on and have like your future self dance kind of thing, taking yourself for a dance or out in nature. You can make like a little storybook home or write a story, a fairy tale, happily ever. Because all fairy tales, by the way, and they lived happily ever after the end. See, so if it's not happily and it's not happily ever after, it's not the end yet, because that's the promise. So we'd love to hear from it. Just leave us a note, an email, or
you know what? It would be great if you joined our Soulful Leader Facebook group and left us a note.
Exactly.
Because it's a great way for us to get to know you and meet you and join together, right? Our community is what we're not meant to do this alone. No one's meant to do it alone. So we would love to have you become a part of the community and share your dates, because
tomorrow morning when you get up out of bed and instead of stepping into your old slippers and your old shoes, step into your future self and leave your past self behind.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Cool. So until next time.
Look forward to seeing you all.
And that wraps up another episode of the Soulful Leader Podcast with your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to dive deeper, head over to our website at thesoulfulleaderpodcast.com.
Until next time.